Now, India, as you know, has in recent days seen more COVID cases than any other country in the world. The second wave has seen the official death toll there surpass 200,000. With the numbers of dead climbing, crematoriums in the Indian capital Delhi have long and growing waiting lists, and some families have been forced to keep deceased loved ones in home freezers or on blocks of ice. Namrata Singh is a funeral director in Delhi. He's been telling our reporter Akeem McCormack about, and we warn you, it's the grim reality that so many families are facing on a daily basis as the COVID crisis worsens.
Crematoriums are under huge pressure because, you know, they are working round the clock. They've got their panditjis, and we don't have enough electric crematoriums in Delhi. So electric is much faster than doing it on the wood. So because of that, there's huge pressure on every ground because the number of people that are coming are far more than the amount of space that they have. So because of that, everybody's trying to help. We're diverting, you know, we're trying to divert to smaller crematoriums. I mean, the whole funeral industry has tried to come together at this time, whether it's the cremation ground, whether it's, you know, a couple of us, two, three funeral service companies, or whether it's the ambulance people. Everybody is trying to come together where they can help, you know, to try and sort or find a new ground or divert the, you know, the pressure. But it's still taking a lot of time.
Are there many people waiting?
There are waiting. Yeah, there's long waiting. So people are taking bookings for two to three days and keeping, you know, like, I mean, they don't have a choice. You've got freezer coffins where people are keeping the person who's passed away at home if there's no space in the morgue, which is also happening.
For you, you're under a lot of pressure.
We are. We're all under pressure, but we're all trying to help. We're all helping each other, speaking to our associates, trying to see where, how we can, you know, try and send. And, you know, we even try to speak to the ground where we know people. We try to push it, you know, like as quickly as possible. But
are your freezers full?
Yes, totally full. Totally full. So at times people are having to put the person on ice the old way, like we used to do it in the really old days when there weren't freezers. On the old days, people used to get big blocks of ice and then place the body there to keep the body cool, you know, so that they could do the funeral in a couple of hours or the next day. So now, of course, you have the freezer coffins where you can place the body. But because of the shortage and people unable to, you know, get into the grounds, we're advising them to even, you know, like buy large blocks of ice from their closest area and place the body on top of the ice.
It certainly doesn't provide a lot of dignity in death, does it?
Yes. That's why we try very hard. You know, we still follow, you know, we've taught our team compassion. We're patient with them. You know, we try our best to, you know, speak to the family, carry the departed, fill our van with flowers, you know, like, you know, try to decorate so that they get some sort of, you know, so there's some sort of, I mean, we've always followed that. But even during the pandemic, we are like trying to, you know, make it a little bit better for them as best as we can do under the circumstances.
Funeral director Namrata Singh speaking on the line from Delhi there to our reporter Kian McCormack, putting some perspective, I think, on the challenges which we face here with the pandemic.